All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Point West Public Infrastructure District. Today's July 28th, 2026, 2:37 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen Reese. So for the call to order, if you would state your name for the recording, we'll start with the board. Holton, you're the vice chair. You want to start for us?
Holton Hunsaker, Vice Chair of the Board.
Beth Robertson, secretary, clerk, board member.
Tyler King with Snow Jensen and Reese District Council.
Shelby Clymer with CLA.
Right, that's
Thank you.
everyone I show on the call. We do have Izzy back at the anchor location. Izzy, are there any members of the public?
There's not, no.
Okay, thank you. We
Thank
also have
you.
Christy Barker back at the Snow Jensen Reese office. So, first up, board, we have the board meeting minutes from our May 5th. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
I have reviewed those. I do not have any comments. I'd make a motion to approve the board meeting minutes from May 5th, 2026.
And I'll second that.
Thanks, all those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. Okay, take it away, Shelby.
Okay. Sound like a broken record at this point, but
Yep.
The second quarter payment listing is here on the screen. Total amounts $380,701.10. We had a capital outlay requisition, administrative costs, and then the scheduled interest payment made on the bonds. Any questions on this listing?
I do not have any questions. I'd make a motion to approve the quarterly expenditures as presented.
And I'll second that.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Thanks. That's unanimous.
Okay, we'll move on to the financials. Holton, for your benefit, these financials are stamped draft. I was out last week, and so Lauren had wrapped them up to send for the packet. We'll remove the draft stamp just once I kind of complete my final review and, sign offs for firm compliance. So don't
Sure,
anticipate
no
any
problem.
changes. So total assets for the district was about 5.5 million as of the end of June. There was just under 2.2 million remaining available in the construction fund, and then about 3.3 million in assets in the debt service fund. The 3,090,000 represents the assessment receivable tied to the bond issuance that is offset here with a deferred revenue. And then the remaining funds here restricted to the bonds. Then in the general fund had accounts payable of just under 12,000. For the general fund budget to actual, expenses stand at just under 16,000 through the first half, primarily consisting of accounting and legal, and then had a transfer in from other funds from capital projects to pay some of the administrative costs. Next page is the debt service fund for revenues. Those total just under 82,000. Primary line item here is the assessment fee revenue, which represents the assessment that was billed to the property owner and collected for the June 1st payment, and then bond interest of 85,000. Debt or capital projects fund is next. Expenditures here just under 500,000, and then again just under 2.2 million remaining available at the end of June. Any questions or discussion on the financials?
No.
Okay. Could I get a motion, Seth?
I'd make a motion to accept the second quarter financial statements as presented.
Thanks, Seth.
And I'll second that.
Thanks, Holt. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, you guys have anything else?
No.
Okay, motion to adjourn, and then we'll see each other in 19 minutes.
Thank you.
We do need the motion, Seth.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks,
I'll
Seth.
second that one.
Thanks, all those in favor say aye.
All
Aye.
right.
All right.